Duke and Dow with you live in studio, and joining us live on the air today, a couple cheerleaders from Star Valley High School, All-Americans, Ryan Astle and Keaton Beasley, seniors for the Braves cheer team, and they have been selected to go march in the Pearl Harbor Memorial Parade in Hawaii this upcoming December. Ryan, Keaton, congrats to you guys. Thanks for stepping in studio. How are you today?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us here.
Tell us how this all took place, how this you were selected, and what it all involves, whoever wants to go first.
So to be selected as an All-American, they have a UCA stunt camp where everyone becomes stunt certified, which is my favorite part of cheering because you just get to throw stunts around, throw some people in the air. It's a great time.
Nice.
But at the stunt camp, you go through and you work on your skills, and then you try out to be an All-American, and they judge you based off your technique, your skills, what stunts you can hit, and stuff like that.
So, Keaton, where does this camp take place, and when was it held?
It was just here at the school, at the high school.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
So who's the selection committee then? Did someone come out to Star Valley High, or did you send in a video? How does that work?
So the UCA, they have a couple girls that came to help, and then they just did it all. They did the tryouts.
Is it a certain number of cheerleaders from Wyoming are named All-American, or is it a national thing? Are you aware how all that transpires?
So it's a fully national thing. So for All-American, the kids that are going to Hawaii, there are kids from like Maine, Iowa, Missouri. I don't know if there's any from like Alaska, but there's kids from all over the country that get to go to this.
Tell us more about the actual experience of being over there. What are some of the other things involved? Because obviously, you're not just going to go for the parade, and obviously, it's a deeply historical thing for our country. So, kind of talk to us about other events that you're going to be involved with over there.
So we have practices while we're down there so that we can get ready for the parade and know what we're doing, practice all together with the different states. But we also have a couple free days where we get to go explore the island and see what Hawaii has to offer. And on one day, it's set fully aside where we go around and we tour Pearl Harbor and we go to the U.S. Arizona and go through the historical sites.
What a cool experience. So, Keaton, what was it like when you guys found out that you were selected? What was the initial response for you?
Shock. I was excited. It's my first year cheering, so I wasn't expecting much, but yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Guys, tell us how you got involved with the cheer program in the first place. Growing up, was it something you saw that you're like, hey, I think that's interesting, I'd like to try that? Kind of tell us how you got into it.
So growing up, my older sister was a high school cheerleader, Haley Astle. And then when I got into high school, my freshman year, I had a class with Daxton Sessions, the man, the legend. And he jokingly was like, oh yeah, you should try cheer. I was like, oh, maybe. And then I was like, actually, I want to try this because this looks like just such a fun time. You just get a stunt. It's a good way to be physically active. So,
and there you go. So same question to you, Keaton, because it sounds like you just started, huh?
Yeah. I've had a lot of people like tell me to try it. So I was like, yeah, sure. My parents weren't very happy at first, but they got over it.
Parents, man. Come on, man.
They're probably just thinking about their insurance. Yeah. That's probably what it was. So, guys, tell us about this drawing and the raffle that people can be involved with to help you get over to this event, because it looks like there's some pretty great prizes.
Yeah, so we went around, and we've been talking to businesses over the summer, getting donations. We have some gift cards from Swirl. We've got gift cards from Point S Tires and Service, just gift cards from all over the place where you can just have prizes. There's some fireworks, some hoodies, just a bunch of fun stuff that you can get.
Very cool. How do people get tickets for this raffle, and how much do they cost, all that stuff?
So it is posted online on different accounts. So, and there will be a QR code and a flyer up tonight at the game that you can scan. And the tickets are, hold on, give me one second. The raffle tickets are $5 each or 5 for $20.
Okay.
And Duke, I'm just looking at the list. There's a lot of cool stuff here. There's a chiropractic pillow, fireworks. There's Wyoming sweatshirts, This one stood out to me. SVHS fleece blanket. It was cold as sin last night. Got bags, gift baskets, jewelry, cups, and then on top of that, all those different gift certificates. So a lot of cool stuff. And guys, it sounds like the winners will be announced at halftime of next week's playoff game against whoever that is.
Yes.
So you have 1 week to get tickets.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're doing right now, right? So
yep.
Correct.
Get them now. Get them tonight. In studio this morning, All-American cheerleader seniors from Star Valley High School, Ryan Astle, Keaton Beasley. They are going this December to the Pearl Harbor Memorial Parade in Hawaii, and they'll be marching in that parade with cheerleaders from all over the nation. What a cool opportunity. What a way to represent Western Wyoming and Star Valley High School to be into this. Ryan, Keaton, thanks for your time. I wanted to ask you guys this while we have you. Because you mentioned Daxton, and he kind of paved the way, right, for you guys to do this. Because, I mean, we have the girls' wrestling program now. I mean, things speak to that a little bit, what it was like and what it is like to be a male cheerleader in a small community like this, because it's not very traditional, right? And so maybe touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's not very traditional, but once you, like, it's just like any other sport. If you love it, you just put in the work for it, and then people recognize you for it, and they're like, that kid knows what he's doing. He's good at his sport. And then just all the other views of what people think, you're just like, doesn't matter, because I love it, and I'm good at it, so.
It's a good answer. How about you?
Yeah, just like what Ryan said. A lot of the people weren't very happy that I started cheer. Like, there was a lot of talk, but it's not really a big deal. It's a sport. At least I'm being active with myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dal. When we're at a basketball game, we don't see them as well. The cheerleaders, we can't see as well during football. But in basketball, when we see you guys do those stinking flips, one after another, after another, after another, after another, and then you stick it, and you're like, I didn't know we were hosting the Olympics this year. I didn't know that was happening.
No,
it's incredible.
It's a pretty neat deal. And I'm a big fan of just school spirit in general. And so anything, you know, anything that the kids want to do to be a part of school spirit and engage their peers in having school spirit, I'm all for it. And so I think it's fantastic.
All right. So you can get these raffle tickets tonight at the football game. There's a QR code, and you can win some great prizes and help Ryan and Keaton off to Hawaii as All-Americans. Congrats, guys. Anything we missed?
No,
I don't think so.
Got it all? All right. That's Ryan Astle and Keaton Beasley in studio this morning. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SB.